It was law enforcement's worst nightmare. They had murdered Christopher Crosby, aka CC, my legal materials study buddy. His body unceremoniously cremated a month later in a discreet ceremony somewhere in the East Bay. His parents, they'll never be able to find answers, or so they thought. We'll run it through the maze of lawyers and litigators and BS and fake news who will never publish a real story on us killing Christopher Crosby in the isolation cell after tasing him. Like they tried to do me. It was law enforcement's worst nightmare. They thought they got away with murder of Christopher Crosby, pro per African-American litigant, and successfully slandered Jesse Gilbert as mentally ill and never worth listening to due to a trip to Napa State Hospital. They thought they had tied off all ends and that there was no coming back. What's it looking like now? Christopher Crosby rolls out in next generation sports cars with trunks full of cannabis, Musashi themed EVs that are currently sweeping Japan, underworld and surface press. How absurdist is the hemp versus pulp timber issue? The very paper that our legal materials we studied, was printed on paper made from pulp timber. The fine print, it's beyond the fine print. It's the minuscule seed of truth that I could only find online at, ironically, a white nationalist website. Hold on, I gotta pause this. I don't have my Wi-Fi chip in my skull yet. I'm still on the Stone Age iPhone. Give me a second. I don't have a Neuralink or brain chip. Bitches. Look around you, Neo. Fight. Everything in your room, all your paper plates you have scattered everywhere, your coffee filters, your tables are made of wood, your house is made of wood, your computer is not made of hemp thermoplastic. This is the Matrix. Pulp timber versus hemp. And General Hakan, is the only person offering green pills. It's been a long battle, fighting literally every media outlet in the United States, every lawyer, every other advertising firm, even military strategists. The legal legacy that Christopher Crosby and Jesse Gilbert hewed out on the cannabis sector is sufficient to put us above Jesus Christ and the apostles. There I said it. Hold on. I don't have a corporate fuck chip yet. I mean, think about it. Think about how many trees have been cut down when hemp could be used and it's so much better. Think about how many houses have been built out of timber when hemp thermoplastic or big blankets made out of hemp with tasteful designs can be draped over your cozy and temperate auto yurt. Also designed by a co-creator, Christopher Crosby, aka CeCe. Think of all of the trees that could ever grow in the future, all buzzed to little shreds. To print more fake news, such as the cover-up on CeCe that Fox News KTVU did. How many trees? How many billions of trees? How many trillions of nuclear bombs worth of energy are contained in the hemp versus pulp timber issue? Inquiring minds want to know. By the way, National Enquirer printed on pulp timber instead of hemp. Every last magazine and newspaper is fake news. Because it is printed on pulp timber rather than hemp, which is the real news, the real story in American culture. That not one of these progressive, informative, and entertaining Frenchified publications will so much as acknowledge a red receipt for, save for a few, very, very, very few. The orange, peach, mango, health food juice from Trader Joe's I want to drink. Paper carton instead of hemp paper or hemp thermoplastic. The cold water I'm about to drink from to cool myself down and get a little refreshment, made of plastic, destroys the environment. Hemp thermoplastic cups can be designed mighty nice in mighty different colors. Semi-disposable will meet you halfway. As in, use them for a few months at a time. Scrub them with some very plain soap that costs a dollar or two per whatever. And voila, hemp thermoplastics, hemp paper, the real issue. Neophytes. Linoleum floors in psychiatric wards and hospitals. Everything is materials in this matrix called America with a K. The rug in your house, how is it? Do you like your rug? Does it give you the best combination of insulation, thickness, washability? How about the towels in your bathroom? Do they chafe you? What about your toilet paper? When you wipe your ass, are you getting the optimal experience for your hard-earned shekels? Hemp is a serious issue. And any brand that doesn't have the green fireball logo that implies strategy is candy-assed.